Chapline Pentonkin here today with Derek Reischauer, of course. He is the head volleyball coach with the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Spartans. And coach, we appreciate you joining us. First time that we've pulled you guys in with our coverage. So welcome to our coverage, and thank you very much for allowing us to come down and make you one of the schools that we're going to be keeping up with this year. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your guys' time and putting us out there. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit. You guys, I think 10 and 13 a year ago, had just a couple of seniors on that team. What did you learn last year that you think you can take forward with this team this season?
We played pretty much a 7-girl rotation all year last year. As you mentioned, we graduated 2 of those girls. You know, they were key players for us in key roles. So, you know, even though we do return a good number of girls, we're probably going to have to change some things around from what we did do last year. Maybe some girls are going to have some different roles than they had last year. That being said, we've got a really good core of girls coming back. We're pretty young. You know, last year we started 3 freshmen, a sophomore, and then a junior and a couple of seniors mixed in there. We don't get any older this year. We actually lose those 2 seniors. We're going to have to be starting a freshman, probably 3 sophomores, a junior, and a senior. So, you know, we're not terribly old. We're still pretty young. That being said, we do have some pretty good experience in those 5 girls that return. At the very least, they all have 23 matches under their belt. So we're pretty excited about stepping things up a little bit here at the school at Exira. So we haven't had a winning record in probably, I think, since 2016. And we kind of took a step up that ladder last year. And I think we're putting some bigger expectations on ourselves for this year. And we want to get over that 500 mark. And honestly, we want to get a conference championship. Our conference is wide open this year. You look at it, there's probably 5 different teams in our conference that have a legitimate goal of winning that conference championship this year. So it'll be a tough conference. We're going to have to play some good teams night in and night out. And it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Coach, it sounds like you're pretty high on what this group could do. With the success of the softball season, were you able to get a lot of those girls into the gym and get some work this summer? And if you were, what was kind of the focus, especially with a young group, to continue to grow?
We had open gyms in May and June. We played in the ACGC Summer League for a few weeks there. You know, as a coach, you never get them in as much as you want to get them in. And you know, obviously, I don't want to interfere with softball. We share a lot of the same players. So, and we gave them July off and just let them focus on their softball and had a great run. You know, I'm super excited for those girls and that were on that team. Taryn Peterson, Riley Miller were both, you know, starters on that team and got all-tournament team as freshmen. And that's great. I love that they're able to do both sports and multiple sports, get that competitive experience, and get to a state championship game and just gain confidence. So that was great. But, you know, again, you just never get as much time with them as you want to.
What's the focus been here in the fall then since practice started?
We've been really kind of keying in on our passing. We've got 3 proven attackers returning. We've kind of stressed that, you know, we think we can go as far as our passing is going to take us. So we've been focusing more on our passing than anything right now.
How's that coming along?
Pretty good. You know, we've had 10 practices last week. We had one yesterday. So girls are coming around. We've got a lot of newcomers. We've got currently 13 girls, 6 incoming freshmen. You know, they're really learning the game. I don't know that they're ready for the varsity level yet. You know, one of them is going to have to be. We've probably identified one of those freshmen who's going to be stepping into to a key role with the varsity this year. But it's coming along good. I think they're doing good. They have great attitudes, been working hard.
What's the style we're going to see out of the Spartans this fall?
Well, I tell you, we're not a big team. You know, I think our tallest girl right now is 5'8", maybe. So we are athletic. We do have some quickness. So we've kind of implemented, you know, last year, what I like to call just fast break volleyball. We want to play as quick as we can, use that quickness at the net, use the quickness in the back row, you know, identify places where we can get one-on-one matchups at the net, stay away from those, you know, those hitters going into double blocks as much as possible. So we try to set a goal that we have our possessions are, you know, under 3 seconds. By the time that ball crosses the net to us, we want to attack that ball within 3 seconds or less.
Coach, you mentioned you got 3, you know, strong hitters, Taryn Peterson, Jalen Peterson, and Maine Jorgensen. Look like those 3. Who else will see some time up front, maybe swinging?
Without giving too much away, we do have some other girls that will play in that front row that can do some things offensively. As far as the hitting position, you know, it's probably going to have to be that freshman that we've identified, Zoe Rasmussen. You know, she's not terribly tall, but she's going to have to come in and be a hitter for us. And whether or not she can get up and just, you know, really kill one and spike it, you know, I don't know that that's her game. She's going to have to be crafty and you know, use some tips and dinks and rolls and things like that. So, and she's doing a good job. She's done great. We went down to Central College for a team camp a couple of weeks ago where she was in that varsity rotation. She did a really good job. She's a great girl. She'll work hard. So, you know, it's no secret to the teams in our conference. We run our setters from the front row, so we just have the four hitters.
We run a 6-2, your two setters a year ago, a couple of freshmen in Riley Miller and Brooklyn Flathers, and both of those look like they had some pretty strong years. What's the growth you've seen out of them two in that position for you here in the offseason?
Yeah, they did a great job last year. The, you know, incoming freshmen, I didn't have any setters returning from the previous year, and they came in and put in a lot of work preseason and really did a nice job for us. You know, we're looking for them to kind of expand and diversify on the game a little bit. They need to be killers as well as setters. So we're looking for them to take that next step, you know, as far as being somebody that the defense has to deal with.
Serving-wise, is that going to be a strength for this team this season?
Yeah, I think we're pretty solid with our serving. We were right on that 90% efficiency mark last year. It's the first time I've ever had a team hit that 90% mark, which is nice, especially when you're talking, you know, a bunch of underclassmen doing it. So I really like our serving game. I look for that to take a step up again this year. We want to get higher above that 90% efficiency mark. But I also want us to be a little bit more effective, maybe a few more aces in there. We've got a serving strategy that we like that we're going to stick with. You know, we've got a couple of girls that are kind of changing their serves a little bit, adding a little bit something more to their serves. Yeah, I really feel good about our serving game.
I get the sense a lot of the girls are going to be playing all the way around for you.
Yeah, we're likely to have a 6-girl rotation just with our numbers and who's ready to play and contribute at that varsity level. I don't, you know, we haven't been able to identify a libero yet. I don't foresee that we're probably going to have a libero. We're just going to be 6 girls, and they're all going to be 6-rotation girls.
Coach, how do you feel like the schedule breaks down as far as allowing this young team, even though, as you said, you've got some experience coming back, but still a young team, to give them time to grow and get comfortable in some of the new roles?
I like our schedule. It's challenging. We've got some scrimmages coming up this weekend at Atlantic, you know, with a bunch of teams there. So it's going to give that freshman a lot of experience there. She gained some experience down at Central. You know, those returning 5 girls, going to give them some opportunities to get some experience in what's kind of some new roles, some new responsibilities. We've got our first matches will be a triangular here at Elkhorn next Thursday, I believe, with Lennox and Griswold, who are two, you know, very good teams, highly experienced, always coached well, bigger teams than us, so it's going to give us a good challenge. You know, like I said, our conference is pretty wide open. It's kind of loaded this year with a bunch of teams that are expecting big things out of themselves. So night in and night out, it's just going to be a challenge, and we've got to be mentally tough and meet those challenges. But, you know, I like our schedule. We've got some good home matchups. We've got at least 5 home matches this year, which is, I think, the most we've had in my 3 years here. So looking forward to it.
You mentioned about the 5 teams in the conference. Who do you think those schools are, and where do you see the Spartans in the mix?
In no particular order, I think you're probably looking at a Boyer Valley, us, Woodbine, Glidden, and Coon, probably. And, you know, I'm not going to discount Cam in there as well. Cam lost a lot of seniors last year, but, you know, they've always been coached well. I know they've got a new coach, but he's been there for quite some time now. They've got a program that they just kind of keep plugging players in as well. So, you know, those 5 teams, and throw Cam in there a little bit too as well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you again joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck in the upcoming season. We're looking forward to catching up with you each and every week this year throughout the year and keeping up with how the Spartans are doing. So thank you very much for joining us here today.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Derek Reischauer again with the Exira Elkhorn-Kibbledon Spartans. We'll stay in the Rolling Valley Conference when we come back with more of our preview show here on KCIM.